Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host, and I am going to be talking to you a little bit today about branding and your legacy that you leave. Hope you have a good time and enjoy the podcast. Thanks. All right, guys. So this is a an episode that I've wanted to do for a little bit, and it is the concept of how we're seen from the outside world. And a lot of us can say, and we can even try and make ourselves believe that we don't give a crap about what other people think about us, and we're just going to do our own thing. And maybe there's a lot of people that make themselves believe that, but I believe that subconsciously, and if we're real with ourselves, it does matter what other people think about us, and it doesn't have to be everybody. It can be even just our children, or our spouse, or our employer, or our closest friends, or even friends in general. But the reality is that each one of us have certain people that we do care what their perspective is of who we are, how we behave, what it is that we do to impact that individual's life. And so not too long ago, I made a post on social media, and it was, a reposted picture worded picture, and it was a quote, and it essentially said that if you had to describe me and how you perceive me, what would you say? And I got dozens and dozens of feedback, comments in the comment section, and some of them were that I was a little bit of a shit talker or a pot stirrer, and that's good. And I think I used to be a lot more known for that back in the day, in my political days, not because that was my intent, but because I was also because I was very vocal about my opinions, and my opinions were all often contrary to common belief. And so I can see that that has stuck with me as something that people see me as, and also that kind of guy pokes his head out once in a while, even though I've kind of shifted the dynamic of my life from being very politically involved to being actively involved in the fitness community and the bodybuilding community, and as somebody who is not an attorney, but works in the legal field, and so I am very interested in legal matters. So once in a while, that turtle head of controversy does pop out in my personality. However, a lot of people commented that I can be inspiring, that I can portray a personality of somebody who's overcome a lot and been able to do so successfully, somebody who's very involved in the fitness community, somebody who loves his family. And to me, that's what I want to talk about today. And we can look at it as the legacy we leave, or we can look at it as branding. And to explain the term branding a little bit is, in the business community, in the entrepreneurship community, branding is what we are known for. So, for instance, let's say Michael Jordan. His brand is, he is a basketball icon. Mike Tyson is another instance, and somebody that I like to use, in the sense of his brand is that he was a badass boxer, but he was also somebody that had a lot of personal troubles. And so our brand can be what we're known for professionally, but it is also what we are known for as a human being, as a person. And so what I've often asked family, what I've often asked on social media, what I've often tried to ask myself is, imagine that tomorrow morning, today's Sunday, July 19th, I believe, and so it's the last day of the weekend for most people. Tomorrow we're going to wake up, we're going to go to work. So let's imagine we're on our way to work, and we're doing nothing wrong. We're sitting at a stoplight, light turned green, and we begin to go. And unfortunately, we did not pay attention to the traffic to the left and the traffic to the right. We get T-boned, and in a sad turn of events that was supposed to be just a ride to work, we lose our life. What is the person that is going to give your eulogy say about who you were as a person? What is the person that gives your eulogy going to talk about as the highlights of your life? What is the person that is in the audience, or the people that are in the audience, going to say on that day about the kind of person you were, or What are they going to say down the road, you know, a month from now, or 2 months from now, 6 months from now, or a year from now, about the person you were? And what are they going to remember? What are going to be those highlights that they remember? You know, for instance, I lost my dad when I was 13 years old. He fought for 4 years, 5 years, leukemia, when leukemia was essentially a death sentence. And as I look back, his legacy or his brand was, he was a 20-year Navy veteran. He was a hardworking guy that after he got out of the Navy, he immediately found a job with a defense company and was daily at work, grinding away day after day after day to provide his kids with the best things that he possibly could when he grew up in poverty. He is somebody who was the coach of every sports team that that I ever played on and that my brother ever played on. And if he had his two sons playing sports at the same time and their practices were at the same time, somehow he made it work that he could be coach or assistant coach of both. He was somebody who loved his family. He was somebody who loved his country. He was somebody who loved his life. And that was my dad's brand. And as he passed away, it was his legacy, and it's what he left. And so we can look at those people that highlight what a legacy should be. Or we can think about other situations. You know, we know those people who have drug addictions or alcohol addictions or some other sort of issue that keeps getting in their way of being the person that you and I know they can be. They're super smart. They're educated. They have so much potential, but they have alcohol or they have drugs or they have some other issue that gets in the, you know, they're constantly in and out of bad relationships, and that keeps them from being emotionally stable enough to produce for their own life what they have the potential to produce. Those people we know that just can't get ahead because of their own demons, essentially. And what is that? That's their brand. We know the people that are constantly late to every single thing that they do, but when they get there, they perform outstanding. You know, that's their brand, is they're a little bit late to everything, but they're super good at what they do. And then there's the people that we know that just get by, and that's what they do. They have their 40-hour-a-week job, and they're okay with coming home and watching TV, don't really watch what they eat, and kind of just coast through life without having any serious goals for improvement or making a better life. And if that's their prerogative, that's their prerogative. But what is it? It's also their brand, and it's also their legacy. So when we talk about our brand or our legacy, we can also think about how many of us perceive our life, and it is, well, I just need to get past this, and then I can do this. So for instance, let's talk about fitness, because that's what I do. So I often have the people that say, hey man, I just need to get through the holidays, and then I'm going to do this New Year's resolution thing, and I'm going to get fit. And then New Year's comes around and they sign up with me and they start paying me, they start going to the gym, and I tell them, I say, hey man, I say, we can do this as much as you want, but until you get your diet squared away, we are not going to be able to make some serious progress in the progress that you want to see. So then we get a couple weeks down the road, and then they're like, oh, there's this wedding and I need to go to this wedding. Okay, that's cool, man. You're going to be okay with just eating the vegetable tray, a little bit of dip maybe, and some cold cuts or maybe a sandwich. Oh no, man, they're going to have cake and they're going to have ice cream and they're going to have all this other shit. Okay, well, that's fine. But understand that you're going to ruin the past several weeks of what you've done in your diet. Oh, well, after that, I'm going to go ahead and get back on track. But then after that, you know, the wedding comes and goes, they do their thing, they gain a couple pounds back, and then they get back into the gym. But then after that, they have a birthday party. And then after the birthday party, they have, a friend's get-together, because now we're close to summer. And even though I talk about the wedding and the birthday party, there's always those weekends out with the friends and the alcohol that's involved that all undoes the progress that they've made. And that's fine. But that's their brand to, in my mind, and to me as the viewer, and to anybody who they say, hey, I hired a personal trainer and I'm going to the gym and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But after 6 months of work, there's not really any progress because they have not really done what they need to do in order to see that progress, because there's always been that one more thing that they need to get out of the way before they can be serious about their diet. And so that's the legacy that they're creating with me. That's what I see as who they are. They're always somebody that wants to get on track, but always has one more thing that they need to get out of the way before they can get on track. You know, and so here's what it comes down to. We could go over example after example after example, and I could spend 30 minutes giving you different examples, but let's talk about you. Let's talk about me. So what is it that we want our brand to be? What is it that we want our legacy to be whenever we're gone? And in my mind, the only difference I see between the two words is one is related to business and one is related to life, but they're both equally important if we're going to say that everybody has a brand and everybody will have a legacy. And so it's something that we're building day after day after day after day. And so we have kind of two options. We can say, okay, I'm going to take this branding slash legacy thing very serious, because not only is it important that other people see who it is that I am inside, in my heart and in my mind and in my soul, but I also know that if I say I want A, B, and C to be my brand slash legacy, if I can complete those things and I can actually make those things happen, it will make me a more fulfilled person day after day after day. When I start showing up to work 5 minutes early, when I can have the vegetable tray and some cold cuts at the wedding, when I can go to a birthday party and plan out my diet ahead of time so that that one piece of pizza or that one small bowl of ice cream and cake is not going to kill my gains. You know, I can do these things in life and have fun in life, but I can plan so well that they don't affect what it is that I'm doing to build that brand slash legacy. So let's take somebody who says, and I say this not to point out any one person, but you know, because I have some people listen to my podcast and say, oh, this motherfucker's talking about me. Well, maybe I am. Maybe I absolutely am. But I promise you, you're not the only one that I am talking about, because this is probably the most common theme that I see when people come to me and say, hey, man, can we go grab lunch? I have a couple questions for you. So here we go. Johnny Smith off the block. He gives me a DM, you know, he Facebook messengers me and he says, hey man, you really inspire me, man. I was wondering if you and I can sit down and talk for a few minutes, maybe have a lunch together and talk about some things that I'm thinking about doing with my life. Hey, no problem. I'll tell you what, in the past month, I've sat down with two people that I never sat with face to face. There was no agenda. I wasn't selling them anything. They weren't selling me anything. And you know what? I love those lunches, because it's just two guys talking, or a guy and a girl talking and talking about life, knowing that from the start, nobody's selling anything to anybody. Nobody's asking anything from anybody. It's just two minds meeting and expressing ideas and thoughts. So I have a guy, he said, Johnny Smith off the block. He says, hey man, he says, I feel kind of at a loss in life. You know, I feel like, man, I had these things going, and you know, some things happened in my life and I kind of got off track. And what I really want to do is let's take the instance of, I want to flip houses and I want to get into the real estate business. And I want to, you know, change my life, change my family's direction, decide to put some money in the bank account that I can roll over into education accounts for my kids, retirement accounts for me and my wife, all this stuff. And they say, how do I get started? Hey man, the easiest step to get started is to get on your fucking phone and start looking into, how do I invest in real estate? The easiest answer is to say, hey Nick, do you know anybody in the real estate business that would be willing to talk over the phone with me about step one? You know, and those are the kinds of things we have to do, is take those positive steps forward to make the dream happen. One of the scariest steps is taking those first steps forward, because it feels like we're walking in the dark in an unpaved roadway that has no map. And the reality is that's why so many people don't do it. That's why so many people fade out in the first or second step, is because there is no path. There is no headlight. There is no map. There is no road. You're walking in uncharted territory in your mind, and there's no book that's going to tell you how to do it. You have to find that way. But to me, that's what makes the process so beautiful, is that when I first got into fitness, I had no idea what I was doing. I have to make an LLC and I have to register with the state. I thought I just had to get a personal training certificate. But I don't want to be just an employee at a gym making minimum wage, strutting my stuff around like I'm some hotshot. Because you know what? First of all, I'm not a hotshot. Second of all, I don't want to make minimum wage. Third, I don't want to be tied to somebody else's schedule that tells me when I need to show up to work to try and make sales, to make them more and more money when I'm making the same amount per hour no matter what. What I want to do is I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have my own fitness business. I want to pay rent to a gym that has an owner who says, I don't care if you make $0 and I don't care if you make $10,000 a month. What I need you to do is pay me my rent in the very beginning of the month and you can do what you want. So it was outside of my box to try and figure out what it was I needed to do. But I Googled. I talked to people who were doing it. I watched YouTube videos. I mean, the tools that we have in 2020 are endless. They are absolutely endless. So whether it's fitness, whether it's real estate, whether it's motivational speaking, whether it's being a coach for, you know, a life coach to help people get past, difficult times in life, whatever it is we want to do, we have the ability to do it. And the only thing stopping us, the greatest barrier we have in our lives, is our own mind telling us, I don't know how, or I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll start next year. It's going to be my New Year resolution. The reality is that the legacy we have when we leave and the brand we build day after day is based upon the actions we take in this moment. And so if you are somebody who believes, hey man, who I am on the outside is not who I am on the inside, I want to change that. The reality is the scariest thing in the world to do is change who you are. And the most difficult thing to accept is that when you change who you are and you want to change who you are for the better, not just getting a new job and moving from Walmart to Target or Target to Applebee's, whatever, but changing who you are for the better and making an impact in your own life, is there is that chance of failure. But the reality is that's also what makes this journey beautiful, is because when you fail, you get up, you dust yourself off, you keep walking. But if you don't fail, and when you don't fail, because eventually, no matter how many times you fail, if you keep pushing, you end up succeeding, and you will succeed, and it'll be the greatest accomplishment there is. First time I got up on a stage of bodybuilding, I didn't get first. I got third. I got third out of 10. But you know what? It was an accomplishment to me because I had gone from being a semi-overweight. I would say pushing that obesity line by definition. But I was this overweight kid who started losing weight, who got picked up by a coach that said, I will turn you in to somebody who's good enough to get on stage. And I got on that stage and I got third place out of 10. I was the second oldest guy on that stage. And I walked away third place feeling like a fucking champ because of what I had accomplished. That first place or that second place, that didn't matter that day. What mattered was that I had accomplished something badass, and I had inspired people, and I had gotten clients because of my journey, that I could teach how to make that same journey happen. But in black and white terms, it was a failure. I didn't get first. But you know what? Those next 2.5 years, or well, I should say 2 years-ish, I busted my ass to do better. Hey, the judges, when I got on that stage, they said, hey man, you need a bigger back. You need to get better at posing. So the next two years, I spent building my back and getting better at posing. And I got back on that stage 3 weeks ago and absolutely destroyed the class that I won. And I walked away with that first place. I walked away receiving a pro card, so now I can compete professionally. And I accomplished something. But that's the last thing I want to take away with today's talk, is that success isn't an overnight process. It's not a 1 week process. It's not a 2 year process. What it is it's a lifelong process, because as soon as you succeed in one goal, you need to be thinking about that next goal. And these goals don't have to be about money. These goals don't have to be about profession. They can be about family. They can be about philanthropy. They can be about education. They can be about fitness. They can be about whatever you want. But here's the thing, if you're not moving forward, you're staying stagnant, and if you're staying stagnant, you're falling behind, because the reality is the rest of the world, they're moving forward, and so you're just falling further and further behind in life. So my question to you is, if you were that person that says, hey man, I want to do this, but I haven't started yet, what the fuck is stopping you from starting right now? Ladies and gentlemen, I always appreciate that you guys stick around for the podcast. It's growing. My listenership's growing. My listens are growing. I hope that you've enjoyed the podcast. If you have, please leave me a 5-star review and keep listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a good rest of the day and an awesome week. Let's kill it.